are back. It's our brand new season of Off Record On Point, the workplace culture podcast with that all-important twist. I'm Julia Linehan, founder and CEO of The Digital Voice.
And I'm Casey Long. We are back for our third season. It's very exciting.
Oh my God, three seasons.
Oh, yes. And even more exciting is that in this episode, we're joined by the wonderful Fern McCann. Fern is COO and co-founder of Shura, a mental health and well-being tech startup, and a TV personality known for shows such as I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and Channel 4 SAS Who Dares Wins. Here's a sneak peek at what's coming up.
I would definitely consider myself as a resilient female. Like, I believe that through our dark times and when we hit rock bottom, we really find out strengths in our character. And actually through those times, I've had the biggest, I'm not saying like go and have a trauma and then you're going to experience your biggest moment of growth. But genuinely, like I now can't imagine my life without those situations because I learned a lot about myself.
What is going to be your mic drop message on well-being and why people need Shura while you're there? Give us a little teaser as to what it's going to be.
I really want to chat about the whole imposter syndrome, the fact that you need to lean into your authentic true self and show up as you. And I think that I've definitely learned that the hard way.
Don't forget to put your own your oxygen mask on first. Self-care is really important. It's not selfish. You can only help others when you help yourself first.
We have a brand new theme for season three, Confessions of an Industry Game Changer. We're tackling the behind the scenes of what makes some of the most brilliant minds tick and how they're changing the workplace game. As always, we often touch on sensitive topics and issues in these episodes, so make sure to check out the description for resources to support you as you listen. What's in store for us today, Julia?
So today's episode is all about from burnout to bliss, and it's all about mental health and well-being in the workplace. And of course, Shura, the well-being app, workplace app, and it's co-founded by our guest today. And I've got to say, our team at The Digital Voice signed up to Shura app about a few months ago, and hands on heart, we love it. Especially There's a chat app, Shuru, who's actually my new best friend, at 5:30 in the morning when no one else is awake and it's the only one that will talk to me. We're going to talk about that shortly, and we're going to meet our very special guest and the powerhouse behind Shura. But let me frame for you a little bit about this episode and why we're doing it, because it's some really shocking stats about mental health at work from the Mental Health First Aid UK. So around 51% of long-term sick leave is due to stress and depression and anxiety. 55% of workers just feel it's getting more intense and demanding. We're hearing that all the time. And one in five workers are reported feeling unable to manage stress in the workplace. And the worst stat of all, it horrifies me, is 9% of professionals are experiencing thoughts of suicide or self-harm. That's horrific to hear that
stat.
And there's also only 10% of employees are currently actually seeking support. So we've got to do something about this. We've got to push the agenda for culture and care at the heart of companies. It matters and it works. And if you invest in mental health care and policies and benefits, it works for your teams. It lowers the rate of stress-related illness. It increases employee engagement and satisfaction. It reduces costs when they're off sick. And ultimately, it establishes a really positive place to work. So there's a lot of good reasons for doing it, focusing on it. So I'm delighted that joining us today is the co-founder of Shura, the incredible Fern McCann. Welcome to the show, Fern.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, ladies. I'm really excited to be having this conversation with you.
Oh, no, so good to have you. Well, you might not say that in a minute when I challenge you to this. And I can't believe I've got to do this to you because you've got to say in under 1 minute, introduce yourself, say what you do and how you got there and see if you can do it in a minute or less. It's a huge challenge. I don't know how you're going to do it, but give it a go.
Oh, here we go. Okay. So hello, everyone. I'm Fern McCann. Like you said, I think I'm best known for being a TV personality, started on TOWIE, springboarded onto Jungle and never looked back. I've had lots of ups and downs publicly, personally, and through those experiences, after meeting my, I was about to say current fiance, my only fiance, my fiance, my fiance, Laurie, romantic
shout
partner.
Shout out to Laurie.
Shout out to Laurie, my romantic partner, business partner, through our own experiences and the tools that we learned to heal and move forward. We started Shirah, our mental health and wellbeing app. We launched it last year. It's our baby. It's a startup. It's a completely new industry for me, but I am absolutely loving it and I'm enjoying the journey. And I can't wait to share Shirah with as many people as we possibly can, personally, in the workplace. So was that under 1 minute?
Yeah, I think that was well done. Yeah,
we challenge all our guests to do that, and I'm going, you've had to pack so much in. And the other thing, by the way, Shirah makes a lot more sense because I was saying it the wrong way, so I now know it's Shirah.
No,
isn't it? Shirah.
It's fine. It's Shirah or Shirah. It's however you want to say it. And the name come from, you know, that Elton John song with Dua Lipa where they're like Shirah at the end.
Yes.
And it's like this really joyous feeling, and it was mine and Laurie's favorite song, and we were trying to think of a brilliant name, and we just wanted, it's that sort of like after meditation, or
Shirah. It feels like a deep breath.
Exactly. Shirah.
So I've got to ask you, because you mentioned lots of things there that you've done in your career, from celebrity TV to being a mum as well, a hugely important role, and now COO. So I wanted to ask what it's like, I suppose, stepping into a C-suite role and being a founder of your own company. How hard was that?
It's a huge responsibility, and it's definitely something that I feel very proud of for many different reasons. Ladies, I'm going to be completely honest. I am someone who wears my heart on my sleeve, and I want to be really transparent with everyone listening. I didn't even know what COO was until I stepped into this role. Like, I genuinely didn't. I was like, chief, and I just kept forgetting. And it was a bit of a running joke. But it was a massive responsibility for me. When I started Shirah, I had always lent myself to other people's dreams, other people's businesses, and other people's brands. And don't get me wrong, I really pride myself on my professionalism, and I will do a good job. I'll create great content, and I love building relationships so I can work with brands and teams over and over again. So having the responsibility of being a founder of your own company was completely new to me. However, it was something that I really desired for a long time. I just didn't have the confidence until I met Laurie. It was, like I said, it was completely new territory for me. I've had to learn a lot of new skills along the way, and I've doubted myself as well. It's not even been a year. Like, this is going to be the first full year of Shirah.
It's exciting.
And I have to remind myself, actually, do you know what? You could say that I'm a reality star and I've done lots of different reality shows, but actually there's so many things over the years, so many transferable skills that I can now apply to my business. And I'm excited to learn and I'm excited to grow. And if I can share my experience and bottle it up and put it into an app and share it with others, then there's definitely going to be some success there.
Yeah.
It's been interesting. It's been exciting. And I'm absolutely loving the journey. But being the COO, of course, it comes with responsibility and stress and fun and everything in between.
When you say doubts, Fern, it makes complete sense why you might feel that way, because obviously being in the public eye, you've had hate, dealt with trolls on social media and on the internet. So how do you deal with that scrutiny now and protect your energy? Was that a driving reason behind setting up Shirah?
Yeah, I think that I would definitely consider myself as a resilient female. Like, I believe that through our dark times and when we hit rock bottom, we really find out strengths in our character. And actually through those times, I've had the biggest, I'm not saying like go and have a trauma and then you're going to experience your biggest moment of growth, but genuinely, like, I now can't imagine my life without those situations, because I learned a lot about myself. Yes, I've had to grow a very thick skin being in the public eye for over a decade now. And I always say, be careful what you wish for. I'm very much into manifestation. But with that, you have to work hard. You can't just dream and go, I want this, and expect it to land on your lap. You have to be proactive. You have to be productive. But I always wanted to be famous. I always wanted to be in the limelight. And when I arrived there, it wasn't all what I sort of fantasized about.
No,
I because like anything in life, you know, you want something so bad, whether it's, you know, going for a promotion at work, or you want this lifestyle, and how you sort of, fantasize it in your mind, and you arrive there and actually it's not all you mapped out it to be in your mind. So it's definitely, like I said, had its ups and downs, but through those times of adversity, that's where I've really grown. That's where I've learned the lessons. That's where I've had to take responsibility, through a lot of therapy as well. Don't get me wrong. I haven't just done it, you know, just it hasn't happened naturally. So I think through those moments, it led me to where I am now and led me to the birth of Shirah. I had to learn so many different tools to like bring me out from these moments. And yeah, and I think that I've definitely got more of an understanding of how I can help and heal. And hopefully, I think through the app, it's definitely going to help a lot of people.
Pass that on to people.
It's amazing you can share it.
Firstly, it's really interesting. They always say, I think it's Stephen Bartlett. I must admit, I listen to a lot of Audible, but I'm listening to The Diary of a CEO. And he's like, if you can't do something, and you're struggling to do something, or you fear something, do it again and again and again and again until you don't fear it. And I think for a lot, I believe in that as well. You've got to push yourself out of the fear zone into the grow zone, and you've got to give yourself time to do that. And I think you mentioned something there, which was about, so that's the first thing. The second thing is about therapy, because to me, therapy takes different forms, and it's about self-care and kindness. And the Shirah app allows you to take that space, even just that space, to be able to give yourself a moment or give yourself support or gratitude or mindfulness. So we love it. We're seeing it as like mini therapy in your phone. How do you see it changing people's lives?
So, and I love the fact that you mentioned Shuru earlier, Shiraz Guru, because I was very lucky.
My best friend.
Yeah, your best friend, Julia. I was very lucky when it came to my therapist. It was a decision that, it wasn't a light decision. And I think it was a lot of convincing from my mum. I went through something that was completely out of my control. And a lot happened all at one, like in one short period of time.
So much to process. Yeah,
exactly. So I got referred to my therapist, who's still my therapist now, and it's all about, I believe, relationships. And obviously relationships take time, and I feel like everyone at the moment, I don't know about you, but everyone, no matter what you're doing, whether you are a founder of your own business or whether you're working night shifts or, you know, just being in a million different WhatsApp groups, for goodness sake, with your friendship groups, like life is freaking busy. Yeah. Right, we are all living in the fast lane, and it's for us creating Shirah, which is your AI therapy companion. We know that therapy isn't accessible to anyone and everyone. Mm. A, you've got to build the relationships with men as well. I feel like there's a pride element there to actually make that decision. I feel like it's more comfortable for females to say, do you know what, maybe I need help. So it's time, it's the relationship, it's pride. And also it's the funds as well. Therapy is expensive.
Yeah.
And it's a long waiting list if you go through the NHS. We wanted to create something that was a preventative instead of a crisis tool, so people can offload. People can, because at first I was like, oh, an AI therapy companion. But when you actually start to speak to Shirah, it is amazing, the sound advice that is backed by therapists. That millions of data sheets have been filled out for Shirah. And it's incredible the advice that you get. And it's just to take that moment of, like you said, Casey, processing, just to take that moment to take a beat before you react instead of responding. So you can sit with your feelings, so you can sit with your emotions. Maybe you're having a tough day at work. Maybe you don't want to speak to your well-being officer because you don't want to be the problem. And that's why so many people are suffering in silence. So it's a fantastic tool. And as you can tell, I'm insanely proud of Shirah. I'm insanely proud of the whole app. It's got so many features in one place.
We can 100% vouch for it. And in a moment, it's a virtual chat, but it's actually going to be a voice chat soon, isn't it? And that's going to blow my mind.
Yes.
Laurie said to me, oh, it's going to have almost a really human voice to it. Seriously, I'm going to bend all my other friends when I get to that point, and certainly my therapist, because it almost says exactly what you want them to say.
Exactly what you need, and maybe exactly what you haven't thought of. And it's just that different voice that's given you trusted advice. So we're excited about it. And yeah, like you said, the real voice is coming. And even further in the future, we're going to have Sheru the avatar, which... Yeah, I don't know if I was meant to say that, but I've said it.
Oh, spoiler alert. That's so exciting. Julia's going to have a hologram and a cardboard cutout of it in her house.
Yeah. Seriously, my best friend, Kerry, yeah, your days are numbered.
Well, you speak with so much passion, Fern, like a true fellow founder should to Julia. So big applause. I know from Julia completely relates to being a female founder. And I admire you both so much for it. Are there any challenges specifically you think being a female founder has had?
Okay, so here's the thing. I think where I haven't been a female founder for very long, I can't share some of the challenges that I'm sure many female founders have faced. I'm sure there's going to be some that are going to arise along my journey. But thinking about my journey so far, even pre Shira. And I need to give myself credit. I don't think I do this enough until I have moments like this on this podcast, because I don't think, I guess maybe this is a challenge in itself. I can only speak on behalf of the females because I am one, is that we don't like big ourselves up enough. Do you know what I mean? You know, like Laurie.
Yeah.
He's got no problems in saying, yeah, I can do that. And I'm going to be the best at that. And, you know, we can do that. No problem. Whereas me, I'm like, oh, you know, like, am I good enough? Am I qualified? Like, can I do that? Where he hasn't even got the qualifications and he's just going for it. So
love that.
I
for think Laurie, that actually
we've I'm got going... an episode coming up later on in the season on imposter syndrome and about how it impacts women far more. It's insane. We won't do shit unless we've got 100% of everything lined up, instead of men will just go, I've got about 20%. I could probably do it.
It is so fascinating, because who are we seeking approval from? Like, who is saying to us, like, I love that saying, no one's coming. No one's coming to say, you're ready. You've got all the skills.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
ready to go. Like, I love learning on the job and as I go. But yeah, imposter syndrome has definitely been something that I have faced in this past year, and especially walking into even joining LinkedIn, ladies, like even that was a challenge for me. I'm not gonna lie.
LinkedIn can be intimidating.
We've got to have to ask you this actually, because bless you, because you've got 4 million followers across the other socials, but you're just dipping your toe into LinkedIn. And I love that. I mean, we're all over LinkedIn because we're a B2B agency. We live and breathe it. How are you finding it, and how are you? I love the fact that you're going, this is who I am. And I know LinkedIn is a B2B platform, but it doesn't need to be boring. And I'm going to bring the energy, and I'm going to bring Fern, me, to it in my way.
Yes.
Are you just embracing it and going, this is how I'm going to handle it?
Well, that's exactly it. And I think that's how I have managed to overcome those moments of imposter syndrome, because ultimately we can't fail at being ourselves. And I love to do this exercise where I home in on three of my strengths, and we can all do it. And like I said, I don't think we are naturally inclined to big ourselves up, when ultimately we've all got something that we can bring to the table. No matter who you are, no matter where you've come from, like, you have got something that you can bring to the table. So for me, I'm a people's person. I like to add a little bit of humor, and what else am I good at? And I'm a creative, okay? So we can all do it. You can do it tonight, ladies, after this podcast. Three strengths.
I love that.
That's the power of three.
The power of three.
Everybody think of three things that are going to zhuzh them up.
Yes. I'm going to tell Shura later.
Yes, share it.
I'm going to chat to Shuru about my three.
I love that. So, and I think those moments where you don't feel confident is you can lean on your strengths. And that's exactly what I've done with LinkedIn. That's exactly when I've joined a meeting or stepped into a room where I feel out of my depth. I'm like, no, hang on a minute, like little pep talk. I'm firm. And I have got, yes, okay, I've got millions of followers on different social media platforms. That's my comfort zone. But when I'm out of my comfort zone, that's when we have the wobbles. So we know that they're like our trump cards. Like if you know that I know that I've got something to bring to the table. I know that I've got three strengths. So let's just use those to my advantage. So yeah, so then you can start to play and show up as your authentic true self. And I just thought, you know what, sod it, that's what I'm going to do on LinkedIn.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, just like I said, you can't fail at being yourself. So if you can really just lean on those strengths and show up as you are your USP. And that's how people are going to connect with you, the right people.
I love that. Throwing expectations out the window. Yes. And just going for it.
I've just remembered actually on LinkedIn, it was a really powerful live that you did. Which is, I think, you're in partnership with Ripple Suicide Prevention and helping parents support with children with mental health. And I love that you were using LinkedIn Live for a platform for that. I suppose that my question then is what prompted you to set up that partnership? Was it about something that you'd personally wanted to do? Or was it about what Shora's trying to do as well for people and parents and
partnerships and building relationships is something that is really important to Laurie and I with Shira. And actually it's something that I do all the time and in my life. And I love building those really strong relationships and foundations with people. When it comes to Ripple, the suicide prevention that Alice Hendy founded, I heard her story and I was completely blown away. It's something very, very powerful. And obviously I don't want to sit here and share her story, but it's remarkable what she went through. And what's remarkable is how she turned it around and what she built after. And for me being a mum, I'm with social media and just how the world is moving. It's scary, you know. Yeah. I want to protect my children.
So scary.
Especially I've got two daughters and I feel very excited and proud that I'm raising girls. But it's also, like I said, yeah, it's a massive responsibility. So I want to do as much as I can and use my platforms to the fullest advantage. So when I heard Alice's story, I was like, yes, we need to partner with her, because with Shiru, like I said, we're a preventative tool, but we have got that SOS button. And in fact, through that partnership, we was able to really go through Shiru with fresh eyes. And she was like, actually, that's not right. When it comes to suicide and that whole avenue, she was like, that's not right. That can be tightened up. Let's add this data sheet.
So,
and I'm a big believer in the power of numbers. And it goes back to our strengths. There's something that you can bring to the table, Julia, and you, Casey, that I can't.
Totally.
That I can't. And it's the same with males and females as well. Like, we need that yin and yang. We need those partnerships because to educate and to grow as a business. So yeah, being a mum, hearing her story, it really just it just touched me. And I thought, wow, I need to share. I've got the majority of my followers on Instagram and TikTok, they're mums.
Yeah.
So it's like to protect and to prevent and to to help. I wanted to share it.
I love it, especially with the stats and things like that, that Julia hit us with in the very beginning. It obviously couldn't be the world and the workplace in general. We'd like to think have so much more awareness around mental health, where it feels like, you know, you having partnerships and social lives with organizations like Ripple is opening doors and it's opening people's eyes. Are you seeing companies diving into Shura and acknowledging the importance of workplace well-being, or are companies still like unsure or like a little slow to adopt some of those well-being practices?
I think it really depends who you're talking to, who the company is. Some people are so on board, so get it.
Just get it. Yeah.
You know, the engagement of your people, like you're investing in your team. And ultimately, we want our team to work at their optimum, to thrive.
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely vital. I can't be the best firm, be the best mum, be the best professional until I have taking care of number one, which is me. Like, I just can't. And that is taking care of my well-being, my mental health, my health, my nutrition, everything. And I think that some companies are starting to recognize, some companies are absolutely like, this is mandatory. It's so necessary. It's so important. And I think we're heading in that direction.
Love that.
There has been some resistance. And that's why we're really keen to offer people the trial so they can try it with their team. But it's like anything, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink it, can you?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
The couple of things you said there is, don't forget to put your own your oxygen mask on first. Mm. Self-care is really important. It's not selfish. You can only help others when you help yourself first. And the second one is, for companies that are out there, to try it. Don't judge on what you think it, whether you think it's going to work. The voice, your teams will either talk with their feet and not use it, or they'll embrace it, like our team and so many other teams have done. So I think it's definitely try it.
Definitely. And I think leading from the top, you know, in terms of culture, like you said, some people are going to absolutely embrace it. But I think if the well-being managers or the HR, like, if they are using it and if they are embracing it, then I think you'll find there will be that ripple effect across the team.
Yeah,
we believe that doing something is always better than doing nothing at all, and we didn't want to make mental health or well-being overwhelming or all-consuming, you know, when it's like, oh my god, I've got to do a meditation. Breath work. No, you can do something in 5 minutes. You can do it on your lunch break. You can, you know, do it at your desk, wherever you are. You can implement it into your life. And also, you know, when some people like leave your personal life at the door, I can only speak on behalf of me, but I find that really difficult. And I find it.
Oh, we're oversharers.
Oh, I am such an oversharer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Producer Ren is laughing because we get so in people's heads and houses, and we're right there. We want to know everything.
We've done cribs tours virtually.
I love that. Laurie's like, right, we are having a meeting with blah, 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 XYZ. Can you just limit the amount of personal stuff that you talk about at the beginning? But I'm like, but babe, that is, I want to get to know these people. Like, I started off as a hairdresser, for goodness sake. Like, I am brilliant at small talk.
You got to have a little chat.
But actually, we've got to ask this. And I personally, and both Casey and I work from, the digital voice is 100% remote. So we work from home. And Casey has her fiance who works in an office next door. I sit about a meter from my husband and absolutely love it.
We love it.
Though Carl also says to me, I'm an oversharer. And I think Casey gets that from James too.
I just hear the door shut every now and then when we start laughing or oversharing too loudly.
We're too loud. But tell me, how do you find working with Laurie? And by the way, it's an absolute joy. All the conversations I've had with Laurie, he's been a joy and a pleasure. So how are you finding working together so closely?
You ladies are going to relate to this, seeing as you both work from home with your partners. It is a challenge for us. We, in 1 year, had a baby. We were filming for our reality show.
Oh my gosh.
And we launched our well-being tech startup. Like, it was, and we moved house. Like, it was so, and we got engaged the year before, and I was like, babes, we're putting off the wedding. Like, this is just too much stress.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Like any new relationship, because it was new, we really had to find our feet. Now we are really in the swing of it, and I could not run the business without him. He's the driving force, and he gives me so much confidence. I've learned so much from him. And I'm going to play this podcast to him because I'm going to go, but have you learned from me, babes? Like, is it vice versa? But it's a challenge, but we love it. And I trust him so much. I wouldn't want to run a business with anyone else. And we completely complement each other. Like, I trust him. He's great, but also I think sometimes he just needs to recognize that I'm also great.
Laurie, when you're listening, just tell Fern she's great.
Thank you.
Gorgeous work-life balance, working at home with our partners. Look at that. We'll full circle with the end of that answer, so it's perfect. But I've got to ask, MadFest 2024, it's coming up. 13,000 people will be in attendance, bigger than ever this year, we've been told. And Fern, you are going to be joining us live on stage at the Female Leaders Bar and at the main stage at MadFest in July. What is going to be your mic drop message on well-being and why people need Sure while you're there? Give us a little teaser as to what it's going to be.
I am so excited. I just want to start with saying that. I'm so excited. No pressure with the amount of people that are there. But I really want to chat about the whole imposter syndrome, the fact that you need to lean into your authentic, true self and show up as you. And I think that I've definitely learned that the hard way. And I've always tried to change myself and be a chameleon to fit in, whether it's in my professional life, whether it's on dates, you know, whatever. And I think that actually when you just show up as you and it's warts and all, and you can just be your true authentic self. And like I said, lean into those strengths, then you cannot fail. So I think that's what I really want to share at MadFest.
I love that.
I love it. It's like you said, you're your USP.
Yeah, and take care of your most important self, that is you, and everything else will fall. Wonderful. We are not quite done yet because, Fern, we always have a quick fire round where I will put you on the spot. You have to answer the first thing that comes into your mind. Fern McCann, are you ready? Are you set?
Oh, yes.
Brace yourself.
Here is Fern McCann's quick fire round. You run a company, you're a mum. What time do you get up in the morning?
I wake up at 5 a.m. and then I have another hour breastfeeding for that hour, sort of like sleepy, cozy with my baby. It's utterly gorgeous. But yeah, 5 a.m.
I love that you're in the 5 a.m. club. It's a very cool club to be in. I'm in that club too, but luckily my children are older now, so I just get my own space between 5 and 6.
Lovely. I'm actually jealous.
You mentioned the breastfeeding, but what is your morning routine like, juggling all your responsibilities? What else makes up your morning routine?
So my morning routine is responding to emails, checking in to my teams, which are from my nutrition business, one of my other businesses. I will probably post something on my Instagram. I'll come down and have my gut health drink, bring the baby down, sort her food out, make my morning shake, get my gym clothes on. I'll be reading Sunday's book and signing it off at the same time. There is a little bit of stress.
There is a little bit of stress to get
the children out the door.
This is all before 8 a.m.
Yeah, it's wild. It is wild. And then I will definitely exercise after the school run. And then I'm starting my work day from about half 10.
Then you start. Which I love it.
That's a good morning.
That is a good morning. And there's tons of stuff which I absolutely love. So this might link into the next one. You talk a lot about your mental health toolkit. What are your top tools? List out your top tools for your mental health toolkit.
My mental health toolkit would be breath work,
Sharoo,
and diet and exercise, health and nutrition.
Love it.
Yeah, love it.
Casey, what are your two of your mental health toolkits?
Well, exercise, Fern, I completely relate. I always say getting out of your head and getting into your body. So that's probably my biggest one. But I do love a bit of breath work. In fact, I am known, and it's another thing that I annoy my partner with. I don't know why that keeps coming up on this episode, but if I'm laying in bed, I'll like breathe myself and do my, oh my gosh, what do they call it when it's like the yoga breath? You like tense your throat and do your good yoga breath, and I'm asleep 5 minutes, whatever. I normally remember what it's called, but I'm asleep in 5 minutes if I do a little bit of that breath work.
Well, just a quick fact here, but we release the majority of our toxins through breath. That's going to blow your mind. It's going to blow your mind.
That has blown my mind. That's crazy.
We're not even at the mic moment, but that's a good one. Okay, next question. The Sure app has loads of gratitudes and rituals, loads than we do. What are your top three gratitudes or rituals?
Let's go with gratitude, because I feel like rituals, I've touched on my morning routine and things like that. My gratitude is definitely, I will always do something that's happening right now and be grateful for like any sort of situations. And then I will refer back to a moment in time where maybe I didn't have those. I am always grateful for my kids, but that's a bit like, everyone's grateful for the kids. I love my children very much. Of course I do. But definitely the relationships that I've got in my life, because the successes that I have had in my life are not just me by myself. I've got a brilliant agent. I've got an amazing manager, great partner, fantastic mum, great employees with Shira, with my nutrition business. So definitely the people around me. And
love that.
I would say and I know this is a bit like cliche again, but like my body and my vessel and being grateful of my health, you know?
I love that. Love it, love it, love it. One of the other elements to Shura, there's part of it that's called cleanses. Yes. And if anything's pissing you off, you can put it in a cleanse. Yeah. What do you cleanse regularly?
Oh, no. Are we going to go there? these are meant to be private on my Shurara. Okay.
I'll cleanse myself of other people's energies or emotions.
Oh, yeah.
Or mood hoovers. I cleanse myself of mood hoovers because I can't stand negative energy. No. It just drives me insane. And I don't like stress. And I don't like other people's drama.
Yes.
For anyone who uses the Shura app, the cleanses part means you just pop it in. You get it out of get all that negative thinking out of your head. Pop it in there. And once even just writing it down, it's the act of writing it down. It's off you.
And I think it's awareness, isn't it? Like, we're not saying that we're going to eradicate that situation or thought or behavior out of your life. But when you become aware of something and you put it into your Shira cleanse feature, then you're like, okay, that's the first step. But what do I want to cleanse? I love that. I love that whole thing with drains and radiators. And I have unfortunately learned the hard way, because I'm such a people's person. I'm very, very like trusting in people. And sometimes I haven't been as boundaried in the past. So for me, I want to cleanse away. It's not necessarily cleansing, but maybe I think the message here is it's okay to hold some of yourself back to protect yourself. Because I would be so giving. Maybe I want to cleanse away not being so given. And even though that's like maybe a great part of me, it's definitely tripped me up along the way. So holding myself back a little bit.
Yeah, I love that.
You can have that as your cleanse. Love that. Look, we got three more in the quick fire round.
Right, we'll make them quick.
It's a favorite podcast with a positive punch.
It's got to be Off Record on Point.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I love that. Boom.
loving your podcast, but also I love the Mel Robbins podcast. I feel like she's my bestie and she's so relatable.
Yeah.
I also love to just sometimes search Abraham Hicks and her affirmations, and very spiritual and very, very insightful, big, big thought provoking moments from sort of that spirituality world. I'm gonna go with the Mel Robbins podcast.
Love that.
Mel Robbins, love that. You mentioned exercise. What's your must-do exercise that makes the biggest difference to your motivation? What's your go-to kickstart exercise that you did today or any day?
I would say functional body exercises. I do a class called Metabolic, and it's using your body, your strength.
Ooh.
Is quite explosive. There's cardio, there's strength, and I absolutely love it. You've got to find something that you love. And of course, walking, it's accessible to absolutely anyone and it's free.
Perfect. Lovely. Final question for you, Fern. You've done so many amazing things already. One thing on your bucket list that you must do, what is it?
What is it?
Tough one.
Wow, what would yours be?
Do you know, I'm not as brave as I used to be. My kids are about to do a skydive, and I used to be I used to be all over that kind of stuff, and I've lost my nerve slightly.
I've done a skydive. I've done it live on this morning, which was I've done all of those crazy sort of things.
Oh my gosh.
I think this year I really want to host my own event. when it comes to mental health, well-being, and I also, this is a really random one. Maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't, but I want to host the biggest, I want to go for a world record, and I want to host the biggest breastfeeding event in the world. Yeah, so I feel like that would be amazing. And it's something, yeah, it's something that's been sort of like a voice that keeps saying you can do it. And then I don't even know where I would start. But I just think it would just be so empowering. And it's something that I'm really passionate about that I want to continue to share.
Me and Laurie,
we keep joking saying you're going to have to breastfeed this baby for years on end just to keep just to keep the campaigns going. Even that will have more babies.
Love it. That's
thank
amazing.
You so much. I mean, there's so much I could cover off as my roundup of what you've talked about there today, Fern. And I think the main takeaway is the reason we did this as a workplace culture was I'm quite passionate about that life-work balance, about showing companies that what you put in for your team and your employees, you will get back 100 times over. And for companies to invest in well-being is essential. It's so important. And you individually, people individually listening to this, just take the time and do one or two things per day that's going to move the needle on you, feeling more relaxed, feeling more centered. It does work. And there are tools out there like Shura that will help you do that. Mental health toolkit, get your tools all loaded, locked and loaded. It will make such a difference. So that's my short takeaways from there for today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today, Fern. That is a wrap on this wonderful kickoff episode of Off Record On Point Season 3. But there is so much more to the conversation on workplace well-being to be discovered. Be sure to check out our website, thedigitalvoice.co.uk, for heaps of resources to help you out. And of course, get yourselves logged in to Shura.io.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much, Fern.
Thank you so much for being here with us today, Fern. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. I've absolutely loved it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Off Record On Point. Join us again next time for another confession from an industry game changer. Until then, I'm Julia Linehan.
And I'm Casey Long. Enjoyed the conversation? Reach out and let us know by rating and reviewing on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to follow to never miss an episode.
You can stay connected with us at thedigitalvoice.co.uk and across all our social platforms. Just look out for The Digital Voice.
Join us again next time for another Undercover Industry Deep Dive. All off record, all on point.